T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast 22-year-old Binyam Girme of Etria, Africa. All right, or Etria, I believe it is, Africa. Binyam, he's a professional cyclist, and he's currently riding in the Giro d'Italia, which translates to the Tour of Italy. So think the Tour de France, but it's in Italy. And like the Tour de France, the Giro d'Italia, it's split into 21 different stages. Well, just yesterday, our hero Binyam, he won the 10th stage. Not only did he win it, he won the 10th stage by beating the favorite one, Matthew van der Poel, in the sprint to the finish line. And with his victory at stage 10, Binyam becomes the first black African, which I know sounds ridiculous, the first black African to win any stage of the Grand Tour.
So that's cool, because you're pulling into a different town.
People are waiting for it.
You get your own different podium, even though you haven't won the whole thing.
That's exactly it. But each stage, you know, you get a winner, man. So he becomes the first black African to win any stage of the Grand Tour. And naturally, he celebrated the historic win on the podium with a bottle of Prosecco. Unfortunately, when he popped the cork, it exploded into his left eye. He then went to the hospital with a hemorrhage in his eye. He has now dropped out of the rest of the race.
I know. That story's unbelievable.
But did you read a little bit more about it? So the favorite in this race, this Matthew van der Poel, all right, that's the guy he beat in the sprint to the finish at this 10th stage to get this honor. Well, this van der Poel guy, he won the first stage. And guess what happened to him when he was on the podium? Cork popped out, shot him in the eye.
Are you serious?
Same
to both of them?
To both. The only difference is it did not injure this van der Poel guy, so he got to continue riding. But this other guy, our shot of the day today, yeah, he hemorrhaged his eye, and the doctor told him, like, man, you cannot do any kind of severe physical activity. And cycling hundreds of miles qualifies.
Wow.
So, yeah, won 10th stage, broke a record, injured himself.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
So we pour the, I bet you that's what he said. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
The men's room presents Profile This.
Hey, Steve, throw a hook. Could you please, everyone, how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game that we share with you, a real life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Craig. Welcome to the men's room.
How you doing? Hola.
Hola. All right, Craig, you understand how this here game is played?
I think so.
All right, well, you have your choice of one of three categories. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have bite me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
I'm thinking, let's go with bite me.
It's been a while. All right, here's your story. We go to Southern Florida, where inspectors said that a restaurant, Heroes, needed a deep clean to remove stuff. This after they went for a visit. The report, which gave the second lowest possible rating from the Food Standards Agency, added that bosses must seek professional help. In the category of management of food safety, which checks the food is safe to eat, inspectors wrote that a, quote, major improvement is necessary. And under the categories hygiene, food handling, and cleanliness and condition of facilities, the inspector stated, quote, improvement is necessary. Heroes also received a one-star rating from its previous food hygiene inspection back in October of 2018. But the most recent report added, quote, deep clean is needed to basement and kitchen area. Once deep clean, sanitize the whole area. That includes equipment that is stored in the kitchen. There are no food safety management safety systems in place. You need to provide soap, hand towels to the kitchen, a wash hand basin. Fryer oil has not been changed for a while. The oil is dark in color. Need to replace oil immediately and frequently. People responsible for the public protection at the Southern Council said, quote, I'm disappointed to hear this rating and that things have not improved since our last inspection. The reason we do these ratings is to give people the opportunity to be aware of the standards in an establishment. Steps need to be taken to improve the standards in all phases. That's our grossest places. So the question is, what was the main issue at Heroes? Was it roaches, mouse droppings, iguanas, or seagulls? So roaches, mouse droppings, iguana, or seagulls. One of these four is the main focus.
See, would you say roaches, mouse droppings?
Iguanas or seagulls.
And it was in Florida?
It's in Florida, yes.
You know, I'm going to defer to Ted, but I'm guessing iguanas.
We have okay. One state.
Craig, are you going to stick with that as your favorite, your final answer?
Yeah, I'm sticking to it.
Okay.
All right, what do you guys think?
I'm just guessing, if that kitchen's that filthy, there's got to be mouse poop all over it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going roaches, just to... Because I know Florida. They've got all these things.
Yeah, yes, they do.
So, okay. We're going to find out what needed to be eradicated. Was it roaches, mouse droppings, iguanas, or seagulls next?
That was a tease.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Categories by me on profile list. Florida inspectors, the health inspector, said a restaurant needed a deep clean, like a clean.
Oh, yeah.
They've been there numerous times. Gave them warnings. I guess they ignored all those, but either way, there was
every one of them.
Something that was basically just infesting the kitchen where everything needed to be clean, bleached, the whole nine yards. Was it roaches, mouse droppings, iguanas, or seagulls?
And Craig, that is the very question that we posed to you. You thought about it. It's Florida. You went iguanas.
No.
Hold on. Give me 1 second. I'm going to do it right. There we go. Yeah. Sorry. Not iguanas. Not iguanas. Miles, you went with roaches, and let's face it, if you...
It's the South. I figured I had a pretty good chance.
And their roaches are bigger than roaches you've seen any day anywhere else. But it is not roaches. And Ted, you went with the old standard mouse dropping.
Which is what I had correct. Over my kitchen counter in Baltimore.
You are correct.
Yeah,
it's a nurse mouse has like everywhere.
Wait, if that kitchen's that dirty... Yeah, they're in there feasting.
Everywhere they looked, it did not matter where they looked. They're like, there's mouse ass guys.
My kitchen was clean, but I would wake up every morning in Baltimore and the counter would be covered.
Yeah.
And those raisinets, I'm like, you sons of bitches.
Mm-hmm.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.